Welcome to the Iowa Blues Showcase, episode number 108. And we're playing the second part of the first part. For those of you who've been longtime listeners, you know that was Jimmy Pryor's signature to introduce the fact that at some point in 1999, when he joined Fat Tuesday, he decided to split up his song into two parts. As he used to do a shuffle in G that went about a half hour, and so they split it in two, so it'd be two 15-minute segments, which is kind of nice. So he kept saying when he'd do the second part of it, the second part of the first part. And for some reason, now it's stuck in my head, and now I must use it all the time. All right. So anyway, we're going to be listening to the last half of the Tom Gary Blues Band in Cherokee, Iowa, back in roughly 2008-ish. I think I actually have the exact date on the CD there, so listen to last week's, you know what it is. I don't have it in front of me, and I don't think I want to dig for it, because I put it already in my Archive B. I have two archives. I have Archive A, which is things that haven't been on the show, and they're just all, like, in boxes in a closet. And then Archive B is things that have been on the show, so they go on a shelf, and I generally forget about them. So that's what's going on there. Yeah, we'll be listening to that. We also will have a new segment, and it is our letter segment. We'll be answering letters tonight on the Iowa Blues Showcase. We'll save that for the second half of the show. So let's just get right into it, ladies and gentlemen. This will be me and the guys from up in Cherokee, Iowa. And I did talk to Ron DeMars. I hope he's listening. Talked to him. He lives out in, I believe, Oregon or Washington, out there somewhere on the West Coast. So that's kind of cool. Hadn't talked to him for a while. But, yeah, it was a fun band. And let's give it a listen to the second part of the first part of the Iowa Blues Showcase. We'll be right back with letters. Coming up after this brief, well, why brief? It's going to be a half hour, 45 minutes of wonderful blues music on the Iowa Blues Showcase.
We're going to start off with a song that I learned from an old friend of mine, a 90-year-old blues man named Jimmy Pryor. He died almost a year and a half ago, and he was known for wearing bright colored hats and stuff, so it's
like you went.
Yeah, like mine. And he was also a kazoo player, and I don't have a kazoo, but a little bit long later here I'll kind of fake it for you. But anyway, this is called the Jimmy Shuffle, and it's a bunch of different blues songs we put together. We'll be right back. touched you goodbye. It's kind of a doo-wop thing. It's kind of a blue moon. It's blue moon, one of those things, you know. But, lyrically kind of limited. But it is a song about internet love, and, you know, it's kind of weird how you know, the people that write to you on the internet are usually a world away from you, and so you're never going to end up meeting them, so you're going to get the blues if you hook up with them, because, you know, well, it's just not going to happen, so. So here it is. And I guess it's kind of a country twang to it too, a little bit, I guess. I don't know.
Twang.
It's got a twang to it. Long distance blue will break your heart every time we're apart. Thank you. my trilogy of romance, I guess. I don't know the trilogy. But, the first song is it's about a high school sweetheart, and you meet her 5-10 years later, and she's doing something completely opposite of what you expected. It's not necessarily autobiography, but there is a little bit element of truth in it. And then the second one is called Lovesick Blues, and it's about my days in Kansas City and about a girl I met down there. And then the last one, a slow blues tune called Sweet Sweet Woman Blues, is actually about Molly Nova from the Blue Band. And I wrote this song about her because I noticed a lot of the guys in the back of the room would look up her. She's playing violin, and she had a ton of fans, and none of these guys would go up and ask her out or anything like that. So that's what this Sweet Sweet Woman Blues is all about. So, all right, let's get funky.
So
Thank you. Thank you. That's the blues, baby. It's called Wait for Some Fly. Right now we'd like to feature Paul and Don in a couple tunes here. I think this is one of these old songs that we did in Kansas City a lot, but it's actually a Chicago blues song, right?
Over you. Well, I never felt more like you, but I'm aware. should I go when I could still live without you? You got me thinking of the blues.
Girl that worked down at Blues on Grand, but at the time it was called the Grand Avenue Lounge, and it was a blues bar. She could sing really, really well, and for some reason she just never became a singer. I don't know what the deal was there, but anyway, she inspired us to write it, and we wrote this song, and then she never came back to hear her song, so it's her loss, I guess. But anyway, it's a pretty good song.
She sings in the morning, sings in at night. She sings for supper until the Friday light. Oh, she sings like an angel, sings like an angel, yes indeed. Well, she sings so sweet that won't give up the tweet. Thank you. so sweet. That posy up the tree. Everyone that she meets said, seemed like an angel. Yeah. Well, she seemed like an angel.
Like an angel.
She seemed like an angel.
It's got some allusions to Kansas City because one of the places they used to play a lot was the Roxy. So if you hear the Roxy, that's what that's all about.
Oh,
Yeah, thank you.
How many pianos have you actually ruined doing that?
The truth? Yeah, I ruined at least one, so. Jimmy Pryor, like I said, he's my hero, and he taught me a lot about blues and life and stuff, and he always ended the show with this song here, so I'll do this for you. A little thing called A Wonderful World. I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Go. Another great show by the fourth edition of the Popular Blues Band. I usually don't. At least locally, I do not use that name. I use the Bad Boys of the Blues. Purely for political reasons. So, anyway. There you go. That was a lot of fun. All right. So we have a new segment. It's our letter segment. Let's get right to it. Jono.
Letters. We get letters. We get stacks and stacks of letters. Letters.
All right. So if you'd like to write us a letter and get it on the pod, all you got to do is email me, tgary62@gmail.com. All right. Our first letter is from Billy in Texas. What happened to Des Moines on $50? Well, that's a good question. Well, it went away when Frank went away. When we first started, it was me, Woody, Clarence, and Jono, and we needed bits that hopefully the musicians would be smart enough to know to set up while we're doing bits. And I've said this before. When we do these comedy bits, they'd be too busy watching the comedy bits and not set up, which defeated the whole purpose of doing them. But Des Moines and $50 stuck around, and Woody was the guy who originated it. And it was all his, you know, as far as the ideas of what to do or what not to do with the money, that was all him. And then eventually, when Woody took off for California in the second season, after the second season, then Frank took over Des Moines on $50, and he did it for two seasons. And then when we finally did the fifth season, Frank wasn't around, so there you go. So nobody did it. And we, you know, we couldn't really do it without somebody. So we're hoping, Frank, if you're listening, come on back. We love you. Everything's forgiven. Letter number two. Jean. I imagine it's Jean. In Sweden. What is in Iowa? That's a good question. Iowa is a piece of land, half prairie, half woods, located in the middle of nowhere. It's also called flyover country, and many people think we're rednecks, but we're not. We're actually really nice people, and if you break down in the middle of Iowa somewhere, we're the types that help you, get you back on your feet, and get you going again. You think, wow, those people are really nice. They're not as crazy as we would think they are. So there you go. That's what an Iowa is. Finally, John in New Mexico writes, anyone from Wyoming listening to the show yet? Just curious. For some reason, Wyoming vexes us. I'm not really sure why. We're almost to 10,000 downloads, and we haven't had a single download from Wyoming. We've had all over the world and all over the United States, and yet zero from Wyoming. So if you live in Wyoming, it's time that you buckle down and listen to the show. All right. I am running out of time here, and it's time for us to go, but I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, all the people listening. We're nearing our 10,000th download, so we're excited about that. Also, hey, you know, I hope you're enjoying the summer and you're going out to those blues festivals. I know last week I hinted about talking about blues festivals that didn't have blues bands, and I may save that for next week, or maybe I'll never talk about it because I don't want to get in trouble. Oh, but I like getting in trouble. All right. So anyway, you guys have a great, great, great summer. You keep listening to the blues. And, hey, please subscribe. Follow us on Podbean. Subscribe on iTunes, Google Play. I'm not sure what you do there, but do whatever you need to do, ladies and gentlemen. And please, please help us out. Like, share, tell everybody, tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell your enemies, tell everyone to listen to this show. It's easy. Just download it, and you play it whenever you like because it's radio on demand. All right, we got to go. Time is up. Hope you have a wonderful, wonderful week, and we'll see you next week on the Iowa Blues Showcase.